Angels bend down their wings to a seeker of knowledge.
Now, please sit. I will tell you a story.
No, please. No more of your stories.
You have come to the Masamuru because you wish to find something, yes?
Apparently, yes.
Apparently. You clomp across the great desert, risking your life many times. For what?
Well, it's as you said. To find something.
To find what?
The rainbow.
Which rainbow?
You know, I had visions of this place. I don't know why. So I had to find it. I came to Morocco to discover a realm where the ancient knowledge of natural magic was still practiced. But apparently that was not what I was really looking for.
Apparently.
Beyond that ancient knowledge, there was this place.
You like? Not everyone like.
I'd like to stay here. I wish to remain here. Why can't I?
Because you still feel there is some place to go.
I'm not sure that I understand.
You know, you believe the Masamuda is somewhere beyond. So you say, I must go there. When you understand there is no there to go to, then you will stay here.
I think I see.
It is said he is a good storyteller who can turn men's ears into eyes. I will show you what it is that you have come here to be told. If it is truth you wish to see, then hold no opinions for or against anything. To place what you like against what you dislike is the hanky-panky of the mind. When the deep meaning of things is not understood, bother yourself to do a bell. The way, my friend, is perfect. It is due to our choosing to accept or reject that we do not see the true nature of things. When you try to stop activity to achieve passivity, your very effort fills you with activity. When you deny the reality of things, you miss their reality. When you assert the emptiness of things, you miss their reality. The more you talk and think about it, the further you wander from the truth. Stop talking and thinking, and there's nothing you will not be able to know. return to the room is to find meaning, but to presume appearances, my friend, is to miss the force. Do not search for truth. Only cease to hang on to opinions. If there is even a trace of this and that, of right and wrong, the mind essence will be lost in confusion. When the mind exists, undisturbed, nothing can offend. And when a thing no longer can offend, it ceases to exist in the old way. If you do not discriminate between coarse and fine, you will not be tempted to prejudice an opinion. Even to be attached to the idea of enlightenment is to go astray. Just let things be in their own way, and there will neither be coming or going. When thought is in bondage, the truth is hidden. The burdensome practice of judging brings annoyance and weariness. What benefit can be derived from distinctions and separations? If you wish to move in the one way, do not dislike even the world of senses and ideas. To accept them fully is identical with true enlightenment. The wise man strives to know goals. There is one way, not many. Distinctions arise from the clinging needs of an ignorant. To seek mind, capital N, with discriminating mind, anywhere, is the greatest of all mistakes. All dualities come from ignorant inference. They are like dreams, foolish to try and grasp them. Gain and loss, right and wrong, such thoughts must finally be abolished at once. If the eye never sleeps, all dreams must naturally cease. If the mind makes no discriminations, the 10,000 things are as they are, a single essence. To understand the mystery of this one essence is to be released from all entanglements. When all things are seen equally, the time this self-essence is reached, no comparisons or analogies are possible in this causeless, relationless being. When such duality cease to exist. Oneness itself cannot exist. To this ultimate finality, no law or description applies.